Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Babbling Mother. Today, I have good news. There are now two vehicles in the family, and so I pretty much drive the Mustang, and Jeremiah has bought a motorcycle. It's a big ass guy. It's a BMW, and I know that it's for touring, 1100 something. It's decent. I really like it. So the day he bought it, the very next day, we decided to go on an adventure. He has driven motorcycles forever, so he knows, like, he knows what to do. He already has all the equipment. He had a helmet that fits me and a helmet that fits him. We both have jackets. We both have pants. Like, we're protected in gloves and whatnot. And so we went on an adventure when he got it. And we went, we are in the Snohomish County now, we're in the Snohomish County now, we're in the Lake Stevens area, and so we took the motorcycle, and he drove, I was on the back, and we went to Deception Pass. And, Deception Pass has, like, a lot of road work going on, and there's just, and even then, like, we thought that there was a lot of road work, because there's signs everywhere, and there's, like, clearly, like, signs of construction, too, like, there's fences everywhere and whatnot, and, they're redoing something on the bridge, but there was just a lot of people there, so we got on the motorcycle, and we left around 11:30, 12, and we drove to Walmart first. This isn't the second time that I've been on the back of a motorcycle, but the first time was just to a bathroom and back, and that was, like, so much fun. So I knew that that day was going to be a lot of fun. And so we ended up going, we went to Walmart, got some drinks, and then we left, and we went to Deception Pass. We had to take two detours because we got lost twice. And so we went to Deception Pass, and then we drove over Deception, or we got to Deception Pass, and we had, like, a little picnic, and it was really pretty by the water. I believe I did post this on my Instagram. If not, I will. And then we went to, what's it called? After we went across the bridge of Deception Pass, we explored that island. I believe it's an island, but we explored that area, and it is so pretty, guys. I loved it. Living on an island is not my go-to thing. However, that was a really big island, and it kind of reminded me of, like, a glorified Westport, Washington. I've been there a few times. And then we caught the ferry. We caught the ferry on the motorcycle, and it was so much fun. However, with COVID going on, we couldn't, like, go in and, like, sit down and go on the deck and stuff like that. It pretty much stay in your vehicles unless you need to pee. And they have, like, their vending machines open, but that's it. But it was, like, $3 for a drink. And then we went, after that, we drove forever. I learned one thing, however. I did learn that once you get on the back of a motorcycle, and you have to trust that person a lot. Like, you have to trust their driving, you have to trust the person, like, you know, their instinct, their intuition, all that. Because what Jeremiah kept telling me is that nobody sees you. Nobody sees you. And twice we didn't get seen. It was either two or three times, but one of the times we didn't get seen, we passed, and, I mean, I don't like the freeway as much as I like, the highway roads, the back roads, the country roads. I love that more. I think that the freeway is just really intense, and I like it for the moment, but afterwards, I'm good. After the ferry, we got to go, we went back home, but, in that day, we passed so much. We passed farms, we passed, the marina, we passed so much, and then we, we came home, and we had got home around 6 or 6:30, so it was a 6-hour long trip. Fun fact, do not get on the back of a motorcycle for an all-day occasion if you are not used to it. My back hurt so bad, especially because, like, I'm holding on to him so that I don't fly off, so it's kind of like, I'm kind of hunched over so I can, like, sit with him, you know, in a way, and, yeah, my back when we woke up hurt so bad, guys. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it. I had a blast with him, and I hope that he had a blast. He tells me he did, but now he rides the motorcycle to work every day, and then I have the Mustang home, so that Tyler and I can go do what we need to do. And so, like, today we went for a walk. We drove to a trail and went for a walk. The other day I'm able to go to the store whenever I need to go. And then also this week we had a lake day, and so we drove to the lake, and which, I mean, isn't far from the house, but we drove to the lake, and we had dinner there, we had a picnic there, and then he met us after work instead of me having to go pick him up. Like, it just works so much smoother now. And then the plans with the Mustang is that we're going to keep it for the summer because, you know, it's a convertible, why not? And then, probably around fall or winter, before winter for sure, but around fall, we're going to get a new car, we're going to trade it in, and get a new car, preferably not a rear-wheel drive car, more of like an all-wheel drive, because I'll be driving that car mostly, and I really want to be able to not slide in the snow, if I need to drive in the snow, you know, just in case. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it for today. That's all I got for you guys, and I just wanted to mark the day that, you know, we have two vehicles-ish. I mean, one's not the best for, like, snow and whatnot, but, you know, we'll figure it out then, and plus we'll figure it out. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk at you guys later. Bye.